being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries
to license.
Mysterious
room.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said boom, chicken boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious boom.
Welcome to Mysterious Boom, where we explore the strange and unexplained, where the paranormal is normal, and nothing tastes like chicken.
All right, everybody, welcome to Mysterious Boom, which you just heard it say Mysterious Boom in the intro, so I'm repeating myself. Anyway, this is Hugh, the singer, the songwriter, the builder of fire, and a carrier of SOG knives.
Hi, everybody, this is Christy.
Kevin, the Crosby Cryptid Specialist.
And this is Joe, back for a third time.
All right. So, we had quite an eventful Saturday night in one of our favorite groups on Facebook, the Crosby Crime Watch group. There was quite a few booms. The excitement was there so much that Kevin called me while I was at the gig.
Yeah,
I said, did you see what's going on?
There's a lot going on. Huh?
They said mysterious boom on the page.
It's like they summoned us. That was the first comment I put. I said, quick, Huke, to the boom mobile.
So not only did we try to help people within the page there, but Kevin posted the Mysterious Boom voice line on there, and we actually got some activity on it. And so we're going to go ahead and check out that activity right now. This is from a fella named Joe.
Hi, this is Joe out here in Crosby, Texas, man. I got a big old boom out here, man. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Give me a call back, man. I need to know. I need to know. It's kind of dangerous, man. Bye.
All right. Well, that's the first call that we got, and then a short time later we got another call from Joe. He called back. This time, oddly enough, it was from a different number, and we're gonna check that out right now.
Hey, boom! This is Joe again. I'm calling about that damn boom earlier. It's just I can't go to sleep and try to figure it out. You know, I'm sitting here drinking beer on the porch. I think I heard it again. I don't know what's going on. Can you please give me a call back or let me know something, please?
sounds really worried.
He's so worried.
Please.
Interrupting his
I feel
drinking.
Bad that we couldn't call him.
Yes, I know, because you were working, you know, your other job.
Yeah. Okay, that was the second call from Joe. And oddly enough, the next morning we got a call from what was the first number that Joe called. That it was the same number that he called from the first time. The second time, it was a different number when he was on the porch. Maybe he was on a cell phone on the porch, or maybe a house phone on the other one. Hmm. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe he was a killer and he got a burner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a burner phone. So, all right. Now, this I got the next morning, and it's not really much, but I mean, here it is. I'm going to play it. So that was it on that.
Was that a cat?
Wait, do that again?
That is a ghost.
Alright, so that was the third call. And
That was a strange noise. That wasn't really very audible. Kevin thinks it's a ghost.
Kevin thinks it's a ghost. I thought it was maybe an alien.
Yeah.
You thought it was an alien? You think they abducted him and then
actually,
tried to see who he called?
Actually, I thought it was like a small child.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's probably what it was.
To be straight up honest with you, I think it was a small child.
How did the small child call our number?
Hit redial?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Found her dad.
So that means he
found
didn't...
her dad drunk and passed out on the porch and called the last number.
Who was he talking to when this
That's
happened?
What she was saying. 911. 911.
My dad's throwing up. He drank too much.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe we're going to try to call this guy.
Yes, he's urgently wanting a call back.
Well, this isn't urgent. That was Saturday night.
I know, but unfortunately we were unable to contact him then. I guess we need to have somebody on standby for emergencies. Maybe we should. Maybe we should.
Him and he got eaten by a boom.
I know.
Right.
I'm,
we should.
I'm
we should follow his house.
We should post a disclaimer that if it's a true emergency, please contact us.
Yeah.
Do not contact
for
the
real
mysterious
emergencies,
booms.
Please call the police.
Yes.
They contact the Crosby Crime Watch page before they contact.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Why not us?
Yeah. So.
That's true.
Hey guys, this is really urgent. I'm going to put it on this Facebook group. All right, so y'all want to try to call this dude?
Yeah, give him a shot.
I think we should. All right. We should see. Are you going to try the first number?
What do you want me to do? Which
try
one?
The first number. Call twice. We'll go with that one. It had more activity.
It's not illegal to call somebody, dude.
I know, but I get nervous.
It's okay.
He called.
Who's going to take?
Who's going to take the lead?
Kevin, you going to take the lead on this?
He's the man there. He knows what he's talking about.
All right, let me give this a shout. Or give this a... What is this, Afghanistan? What is this trying to do to me?
Did you put the number in correctly?
Yeah, it's trying to... Okay, never mind. It's telling me to put in my country of origin.
The first one happens to be Afghanistan.
Dude,
you okay, you're good.
You should call him from Afghanistan.
All right, yeah. I don't know if it'll let... All right, let's give this a shot. Call Joe, see if we can... Hello?
Hello?
At the tone, please record your message.
What was that?
Okay. This is a funny guy. He's just humming into his voicemail line.
Is that, was that a guy humming?
All right, let's try the next number.
Yeah, let's try the other one.
I'm getting concerned. I mean,
that did not
do you hear
like
what that
guy?
Sound like? Yeah, it sounded weird.
That was cold. He was taken, and they left cold on the voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, that was a yard squill.
I don't know. I think a yard squill
right.
would be louder.
This is the second number, the one he called from on the porch.
Let's see if he's
in a
mobile.
I'm concerned.
I'm too.
He felt like he was in a dangerous situation.
I know.
I think we let him down.
Oh no.
Your call has been forwarded to an
audio
voice message system.
Should we leave a message?
1-3-5-0-1-2-1-3-2 is not
Kevin, do you want to leave a message?
I guess we can.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, sorry to call so late. We got a call a couple of nights ago on this line from, somebody named Joe about the booms that were going around in town in Crosby. These are the guys from the Mysterious Boom radio show. So if you guys get this message, if this is you and you know what the hell I'm talking about, give us a call back, man. We'd like to talk to you about it.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll have to await the return phone call now.
Was that first number? Was that the voicemail?
I think the second one's probably his cell phone number.
Yeah, I think the first one.
Maybe they're two
house.
Different cell phones.
If it didn't run the risk of looking stalkerish, I would want to call it again just to hear
the noise.
What the noise was, because I don't understand. I mean, it didn't even sound like a man to me. It just, I don't know. It took me off guard. I thought somebody answered the phone and was like singing into it.
If you listen back, if you rewind the episode and listen back to that first call, there's like a bunch of dead space at the end. You can hear somebody in the background. It sounds kind of like a female talking.
Okay.
So
maybe that was her phone that he called.
Okay. Well, that okay.
Look,
so
you ghost chasers, quit calling me and my family, all right?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, I didn't want to talk to you when I'm sober.
Just three times whenever I was... Well, no, the next morning. We don't know who
all
called.
Right. So, Joe, if you're listening to this episode out there, buddy, we're sorry. I was at a gig, and we were ill-prepared to do immediate callbacks. In the future, we'll have to make sure we can... accommodate such things, I guess. I don't know.
That's right.
Maybe we're going to have to hire like some operators, a call service.
You think?
And then you have to like cycle out or something. But they'd have to be able to record it, absolutely.
That's
no
true,
way.
Absolutely.
So
but that day, there was a lot of booms. They said they heard a lot of really loud ones. And like you said earlier, you posted in there and you said, people keep saying it's this tannerite stuff that's like an explosive that people shoot to scare off hogs off of their property, I guess is what it's used for.
Like an explosive ammunition?
No, like they shoot it with their gun and then that blows up.
Yeah. And then it ignites it. Oh, okay, no. I see what you're saying.
I looked it up and it's like it's two different components. It's like aluminum powder and then something else. And when you mix them together and shoot it, it makes an explosion.
Okay.
Pretty much when you're watching Top Shot, you know how when they shoot the targets and they blow up.
Right.
That's tannerite.
Okay.
Okay. And then when they shoot like the truck's targets on there and it blows like an entire truck up, that's a lot of tannerite.
No, I got you.
All right. So.
And this stuff is available at like feed stores down here, I guess.
It seems kind of dangerous though that somebody could make like.
Well, did you see what they were saying too about the guy shooting the cannon?
Yes, I want to know who the cannon guy is.
There's a theory that there's a house back here that some dude has a working cannon on his property and he just fires it into the back. That's kind of awesome if it's true.
Fires it into the back of
like
what?
His property. Like, I guess he just shoots it out in the field.
Into the moor back.
Yeah. Out in the back 40.
Well, is that a theory for the booms?
Yeah, this is what some of these people on this in this neighborhood page are saying, is that they know that there's a guy that lives in some white house over here behind my old job, actually, kind of behind the park over here in Crosby, that because there's just a bunch of big acres of land out there, like houses spread far apart, so they're saying the guy is just out there shooting a cannon off. But the thing is that you hear it all over the town, and like people that are right over by the school, which is like miles away. Yeah.
Yeah, right. They're all over the country. So I doubt that, unless it's people all over the country with cannons.
Right.
Right.
It's not like it's just a noise that only is on one or two streets, though. It's like you can hear the noise from all across the town or whatever.
Right. So that doesn't make sense to me. Especially when people are saying, it shook my house. This happened at Saturday at 8:18 p.m., Huffman, Texas. Did anyone just hear that loud explosion? I live in Indian Shores. Literally shook my house, and that was one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another one that said something similar somewhere. There's
the
something about life flight.
Across from the Crawfish Kings, shoots off his cannon. This was not the cannon. If the whole thing exploded.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Him too. I seen that one.
I like that. Finally, somebody's like, nope. I don't buy this tannerite thing, man. That's kind of.
And somebody was saying that it's jets and that they're like flying jets and breaking the sound barrier over here like pretty regularly. I was like, that's crazy to think of. But I mean, sure.
How does that make? There's not a jet air. That doesn't even make sense.
There's an airport not that far, but it's like a commercial airport.
But what's okay, but I'm around Ellington Field a lot where they have like actual military jets, and those things. If they're flying that close to you, and then to make this boom, it's not like a surprise. It's not like a quick instant thing. You hear the jets like, whoo, you know what I mean? It's a long lasting thing.
Right.
I was over there when they had to, when they were practicing for the air show, and sure, it was loud enough where I couldn't hear a person next to me talking, but it wasn't like a quick, like, boom. It was like a constant. You could hear the jet engines, and then they got louder and louder, and then they went past, and it was like, whoa, you know what I mean? So, I don't buy that theory either.
It's the reptilians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're terraforming the underground.
Or it's the time travelers.
Yeah, right? And then there's that. There's this guy. There's this guy in the group named Art that keeps popping up, and he popped up last week whenever stuff was happening, and he said it's the Newport Time Travelers, and he has a Facebook page that's been a, or it's a group that's been a group for like a long time. He's had it as a group, but it was private, and he was the only guy in the group. So like I sent a request to join the group, and for like 2 weeks he didn't respond to it or anything, and then I posted in there again earlier. He added me today, but there's still like nothing in the group for really what it is. He just says that it's a group of time travelers that live in Newport that go back and forth into the future and come back. And he has one picture of like the sign in Newport that says Newport in 2017. And so like, I think the guy is totally joking because he seems kind of funny on all of his posts, but it's just really, really funny that somebody would go through all that trouble.
And right. How long has the page been a page prior to opening
since
it to the
21st
public?
Of March.
Oh, wait. So he just made this page on the 21st
of
March.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Okay, I thought it was older. I gotcha.
No, that's why it's got so little people in there, because it's...
Well, it was set to private, too. I need to pull it up again.
Yeah, I'm looking at...
Well, look at this picture of Newport sign. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
That's from the future. That's from 2017.
That's the sign right now.
So he says that the Booms and Crosby are their ship returning... They return into Newport Park whenever they come back in from the future. That's where their ship touches down. And so that's why everybody hears the noises.
And if you recall on our episode where the guy is talking about his shoe got thrown into the...
Yes!
Yes.
Future
shoe. And then we found a shoe in the park on the trail, but we couldn't find a person.
Oh, that's the park they think all this noise is coming from?
Yeah.
That's a nice park. I love that park.
So,
that's crazy.
I don't know about this. Look, that house.
There's a picture of a time machine. It's the one from that movie.
There's a picture of a time machine.
It's the one from that movie, The Time Machine, though.
Oh, my God.
Have you all seen that movie? Both of those movies are awesome if you haven't seen them.
I don't think I have.
The old one, and then they remade it.
So I was looking at some of the 72 comments that followed this person's post about the Booms on April 4th, and some of the comments... In knowing a little bit of the area, which I'm not super familiar with Crosby, but knowing where things are, it's like they hear it all the way out in Gum Gully, which is way out, like Foley Road area. Mm-hmm. And then they hear it over on Papoose, and then they hear it. I mean, it's just, it's so spread out. I don't see how that they would really believe that Tannerite or even a cannon,
no
like they said,
did.
Unless it exploded, could make this exact same boom resonate in that one, you know, this vast area at one time.
Right. And it happens like weekly. It's how it happens like every other day or something that like you hear something like that go off.
Well, like Joseph said, it happens all over the place too.
Right.
In December, there was an instance where people heard it in like the New York area and heard it over like in England at the same time.
Yeah, it happened last week in San Francisco too.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, last week.
See? And that's where WrestleMania
we
was.
Found a, geez. We found a... Jeez. We found that tracker. There was a page that was like... It had a map or whatever, and it tracked all the reported booms or whatever, but I'd have to look for it again.
Well, we got
we
a fella...
We need to post that on the Crosby Crime Watch page so they can follow the booms.
Well, it doesn't have the Crosby booms, I don't think, but...
Well, somebody needs to make that. Called Follow the Booms.
Kevin, chart out the next set of booms.
You could.
Now on, you know.
We need to put a map. I'm sorry, one of those. Yeah, one of those interactive maps on our website so people can post where they live and we can mark down everybody who hears the booms.
That's crazy talk, Christy.
No, it's not. I've seen it on lots of movies.
One fella, Daniel, wants to go out and do night investigations and hunts to try to figure out what the problem is. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But,
I might have to see if Daniel can contact us. We can,
maybe we'll have along. Some live field recordings, which we're going to have here shortly on this episode or the next episode.
Oh, yes.
Well, Kevin's got some field recordings.
Right.
But,
recordings of what? Booms?
I went to a buddy's girlfriend's house. They actually are no longer together at this point. So.
Wait, what?
It's not the ghost's fault, but my buddy's ex-girlfriend's house.
Was it since you were there with the Ouija board?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Maybe I
stirred up some bad juju in there or something.
Yes. Maybe you did. Kevin. Hey. This is what... Hey, you know what you did was wrong with that Ouija board. You shouldn't have done that.
I didn't do it. I'm a conduit for them spirits, all right? They work through
I've got an idea now. It's what Kevin's going to be. He's going to be the ghost scarer.
Yeah. Would love that, yeah, dude.
He'll go in
the
to
ghost
like...
grappler.
Yeah. We can advertise.
Oh, my goodness.
Where hey, Kevin can come to your house for a nominal fee... This is a new gig. And if you got paranormal stuff, he'll come in there with like the Ouija board and throw it on the ground and be like, show yourself.
Yes.
Come
that's
out
the part
and face me
bad.
Or get the hell out of this house.
You were taunting the spirits by
Kevin,
kicking
no,
the Ouija board.
So all night, like when I slept that night, I cuddled the Ouija board. Because the joke just grew so big by the end of the night that, like, we're passing out on the couches, and I'm, like, cuddling the Ouija board, and I've got the planchette or whatever, and I'm, like, my buddy's trying to sleep, but every once in a while I wake him up with the sound of me, like, sliding the Ouija board around, you know?
Like, oh, my God.
It's like, quit it.
Dude, that'd be great. You're, like, laying on your back, and you have it on your chest.
Yeah, that's how I slept, like that.
Was he pretending to be completely asleep and like it was moving on its own?
Oh my gosh. Did you do that?
I did.
Really?
That's exactly.
Were you torturing Greg?
Yes.
It's a word.
Hey, Greg, oh my gosh.
He thought he was seeing stuff, but it was our buddy Davey. Our buddy Davey was cracking us up because he had this app on his phone that made fart noises, but he could set a delay on it. Like he could make it wait 10 seconds before it made the fart noise. So we're in there cutting up and talking about the ghosts and stuff, and then what he had done is like gotten out in the hallway and he slid his phone down underneath the couch, like where we were sitting, and it just like this loud fart, and we're like, "The oh hell was that?"
Flatulence from beyond.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah,
it was
Kevin,
not a ghost, but it was just Davey's fart.
So Kevin can have a new gig. It can be his new day job. Well, I guess it would have to be at night, maybe.
The ghost grappler.
The ghost bully. He like just goes in there and he's like. Show yourself or get out.
We almost talked ourselves into going to the old Baytown Hospital the other day, but
we got
spooked.
Dude, that is a spooky place.
Yeah.
We always drop by there and the kids are like, what is that? It's creepy. Like, yeah.
Must never go there, Simba.
I'm pretty sure that, yeah, I'm pretty sure that place has got some...
That's what I was saying. I'm more scared of like hobos and needles than like...
Hobos and needles?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's an abandoned building.
Needle coming after you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's creepy, hobo.
With a hobo
needle.
With a needle?
Yes!
Needle
in both hands.
With clown makeup on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
But, so we went to her house, and we went in there, and we took some pictures, and we saw, like, a lot of it was, like, just the flash on the camera being weird, I think. But the placement of some of the... lights in the pictures were kind of weird, and they're all posted in the Mysterious Boom group. People can go back and look at all that. And I posted some videos of me yelling at them and stuff like this. But it was kind of creepy. But by that point, we weren't really scared. I was pretty toasted, and I was ready to fight a ghost if he wanted to show himself. But she talks about, like, we talked about the bad feelings or like bad vibes or whatever last week, and that's a lot of what she like talks about in her little. Interview I did with her.
Well, I guess if we want, we can. You want to go ahead and
yeah,
play it?
Let's go ahead and play it. Play the interview.
We have a field interview that Kevin made with this this woman at the ghost house, and we're gonna play it. We're gonna play it right now.
I don't know. My house is just kind of weird. It's like sometimes I see shit moving down the hallway in a certain way,
right?
And it's always like the same shit, but it doesn't happen when other people are around. It's only when I'm around.
By yourself?
Well, my kid's there, but yeah, me as an adult alone. But so my kid, she sees the same thing that I see, and I never told her about it. My kid says there's these bad men, and they're hanging out in the hallway and her room, the same place I see them. And I had to take pictures of, like, my house for court, you know, custody, blah, blah, blah. Took pictures of my kid's room, and the orbs are just, like, chilling. Yeah.
Well, we took pictures in there earlier tonight, and there was orbs in the pictures.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's the same place that the orbs are there, the orbs are there. Up against that wall with the exclamation points. Yeah.
There was one coming off of Greg, and then there was one that was attracted to me.
There's definitely orbs in that room, because she was going on about the bad men. There's something in that room. And I got this house on the cheap because
it was haunted.
There was an old woman that died there.
Right.
And when somebody dies in a house,
right,
get it on the cheap.
Do you know any of the circumstances of the lady that lived
no,
here before?
No, she was old. She was old. Right. I don't know. But there's something else there, though. There's something else besides that old woman. The old woman is not what's hanging out. It's something younger. But anyways, it's like, it's hanging out. It comes out when I'm alone. And it comes out for my daughter.
Right.
When she sleeps in that room. That's why she got a new room. But it's like,
so it's isolated in that room, though.
It's the hallways, both hallways, the hallway to the front door and the hallway to the rooms. And that room is where it's at. Only. But right. It's like totally there, but it's like,
you said before, you said you've seen things move out of place or things like this?
Only in the hallways.
Like objects being thrown?
No. It's just like,
pictures moved or something like this? You just see something out of the corner of your eye move.
Moving.
Yeah, you see something out of the corner of your eye kind of thing.
But, it's very strong. It's very much like, I turn to question it. Right. And it doesn't dissipate. It hangs out, and it's like,
we came
in
here, and
it just floats there.
We came in here, and we were like joking about it and like taunting it, and then we turned the lights off, and we took a bunch of pictures, and then we saw the orbs and stuff, and just other stuff. Like the room itself is creepier than any other room in the house. Like,
well, it's empty. But it used to be full, and it used to still do it. The thing about it is like, I told Kira, my daughter, we need to tell it, post up to it, go away, fuck you.
She had a friend that came in that like talks to ghosts.
Exercised it?
No, she's
a friend that came in that like talks to ghosts. She's like, oh, there's a ghost in this house. And she's been freaked out since then. Because that's just bullshit. I've never dealt with
that. No.
You know what Kira told me this morning? Right? I didn't even tell you this morning. She told me. Oh, I had a dream. I asked her. I was like, how was your dream? She's like, did you dream at all? She's like, yeah. And I was like, cool. What'd you dream about? And she's like, I dreamt about monsters. And I was like, oh, yeah? Well, that doesn't sound very interesting. She's like, yeah, I was no fun. And that's all she said.
Yeah.
And it got squashed right then. She
that's like little kids are scared.
She wasn't
of the
worried,
little kids are
she
scared
wasn't
of the
worried
dark
about monsters at all after she said it. If I would have been like, hey, oh, you joked about monsters. Well, you know, did you say, hey, monsters, I know you're real and you should leave me alone? that would like instigate something.
It's very different. It's very different.
Like it never happened.
Yeah.
And she didn't say shit.
But that's what we're talking about, the line between paranormal and reality though.
We're recording this. We gotta talk one at a time.
Hypothetically, what you're saying though is like, so you tell the little girl that there's nothing to worry about.
I didn't tell her anything.
But,
I didn't acknowledge that it happened. But I did mention that it was a thing, and it was so insignificant to her naturally that it obviously did not happen. It was a dream.
But what the point of what, like, the whole argument, like, I'm not on either side of anything, but what I'm saying is, like, if ghosts are real, and if it really is a fucking ghost in the room.
Yeah, fucking, like, talking to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Then that's crazy, because you're telling her, like, don't worry about it. But there's really a ghost talking to her.
No.
The thing is I tried this whole, like, it's nothing, it's your imagination thing. And she started drawing pictures.
Real talk. I've seen the pictures.
I did mention earlier that she drew pictures twice and it was the same character. But now
More than twice.
Okay, she knows more than me. So you tell them your side of that story. Because I mentioned it, I was like, she did draw the same fucking character twice.
You said the same thing. You said that you and her see the same thing.
Well, the thing about it is she's really young and she only can do so much drawing.
Right.
She's three. She drew a figure. It was a bad man. Then later asked her to draw the bad man that appeared again. Was the same bad.
Do you have the one I fucked up too? The one that where
I do. It's somewhere in all those stacks that you're trying to throw away.
Kevin wants them for the photos.
I'm going to need them eventually. Yeah. You don't got to rush for them.
Kevin can put them on his
eventually, they would help with this.
She drew the same figure a lot, and she continues to draw it. It's the same figure. So whether or not it's haunting the house or haunting her, or it's a bad dream,
right.
I see shit in the house. She sees shit in the house. My three-year-old that is very, like, 3 years old, can't draw shit. She can draw the same bad man. And the thing about, like, kids telling a story is, usually the story changes, but with the bad man story, the bad man story does not change.
Before this house, have you ever encountered
anything
like that?
Yeah.
So this is a common occurrence for you. I'm gonna pause this recording. I'm gonna pause this recording real quick, and we'll start another one.
Pause it. Let me say something real quick.
They started fighting there at the end a little bit, just arguing about what they were really talking about. But all they were saying is that the little girl keeps drawing the same image. That's really what they just kept beating around the bush.
Was she high?
Probably. She is really drunk. She showed up with, like, have you ever had drank Big Flats before? It's like
not the heard of that.
Walgreens brand beer that's like $3 for a six pack. She showed up with a bunch of that at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and we just kept drinking that, and that's the context of that interview. I was trying to keep it contained as best as I could.
No, that was great. I liked it just like it was. Oh man.
I don't know. I was in the house. The house was kind of creepy, but nothing, you know, like I said, every time I think I'm around a ghost, I talk shit to it, and I don't think that a smart ghost would even show itself to me. You know what I mean? If it wants to scare somebody, it'll show somebody
right.
It can scare.
Well,
seems
a ghost in her house, it definitely ain't smart.
Yeah.
maybe it's mad. It's like, get all these people drinking Big Flats out of my place.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, but also while we were there that night, the radio garbled up really bad while we're listening to his iPad or iPhone or whatever the shit, and like his speaker system like got it made all this like garbledy noise for like 5 seconds or something. He was like, "What the hell is that? That never happened before." He was all freaked out because he thought his stuff was broken. But it was weird.
You should have recorded it. Might have been a ghost trying to come through.
Yeah.
I know.
We all ran in the house when it happened. We were like, did you hear that? What was that? They were all hopped up on the ghost. It was great.
That's great.
And I'm still, like, having light bulbs go out in my house and stuff, too, like this. All my electronics are still messing up while we're on that subject. Ever since I got this Ouija board and been trying to talk crap to ghosts, it's still just, like, my electronics are all jacked.
So have you used it again at your house?
No, I haven't put it away. Okay. I don't really think I can use it seriously. I don't know how to use it seriously, you know what I mean?
So since you kicked it and talked bad to it, you haven't used it?
Right.
Mm.
He's hurt its feelings.
I think maybe, yeah.
Can you hurt a Ouija board's feelings?
I think that Huke had the right idea when he said burn the Ouija, burn the iPod.
And burn Siri. Phone. Yeah, burn whatever Siri was on, burn it.
Right.
Because, you know, it's almost like...
That was because of some story that I read.
Right, you read a story about the Ouija board was involved in it, right?
Like some lady got killed because of it or something. I don't know, it was crazy.
The house burned down, right? That's
what right, something like that, so...
The house burned down, but she used a Ouija board?
It was because they didn't dispose of it properly. They said that they, like, something happened. They threw it away or something like this. Or they burned the Ouija board or something, and then 3 days later the house burned down.
Was that what happened? Yeah. With the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that episode I was on.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is the same one, and the lady died inside the fire now?
No. I'm thinking about something else. There was some other story about a lady. I'm sure I put it on the page, but who knows when. But somehow a Ouija board was involved with a death or something. So I was like, burn it. Throw it away.
Right.
And Gregory put done and done. Like, he had accomplished these two tasks.
Yeah. Was it whenever we were watching that show that we started watching?
That's what it was.
Weird or What?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
We was watching this show called Weird or What on Netflix. And we were watching a show, and then the first segment was about this lady that kept... Well, she's getting attacked by the ghost or...
There was more than one story, but one of them was getting attacked by a ghost.
Right. And then she was like, this all started when me and my friends played with the Ouija board. And instantly, Christy and I both looked at each other.
Like, heck no.
And then I was like...
If there's even a slight possibility, like, I respect the idea that it could work once enough to not mess with it. Because I don't want to invite that into my world, that's for sure.
You get the Ouija board, you do what you need to do to turn it on, open the doorway, then you take a dump on it and say, look, I just took a dump on your doorstep, ghost. Your move.
And then they light your turd on fire and burn your house down and you die in there. That's not good. See?
Then you know it works. If your turd bursts into flames, you'd be like, oh, whoa, okay, this is real stuff going on right now.
Past few times we've done the show, we kind of touched on, like, the different kinds of ghosts that there are. And, oh, yeah. Hey, dude, that wasn't even intentional. there's a bunch of different kinds of ghosts, and there's angry ghosts and sad ones and blah, 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 and poltergeists or whatever. And, like, mediums know, I guess, like, there's people that can tell what kind of spirit's in the house. All I'm saying is if I do become the ghost fighter or whatever we're talking and go and talk crap to ghosts, I want to know who to talk crap to. I want to know if it's like a little old lady ghost. I don't want to be mean to her, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta send her off nicely. But if it's like some jerk ghost, then I will kick his ass if I have to, you know.
Well, see, that's your whole gimmick. You're who they come to when everybody else has failed. When the nice guys have
no more, Mr.
Right, right. That's gonna be the theme song to your TV.
It's gonna be mashed up with the Ghostbusters theme song
to your YouTube show. Mr. Nice.
Sorry, I'm gonna make that.
We gotta do. Then we'll play Bro Time's song Ghost.
I ain't afraid of no, you ain't afraid of no, and we ain't afraid of no motherfucking ghost.
Ooh, is that gonna be on the end of this episode? Write it down. Write it down, Bro Time.
Okay.
You have to hear this song. Happen.
All right.
So yeah, Kevin the ghost bully. Ghost scarer instead of ghost whisperer.
Why does it have to be ghosts? What if it's spirits? What if it's poltergeists?
Because you have Ghost Hunter, you have Ghost Adventures, it's just...
But they're not all ghosts, right?
Well, it's like It's like all these shows that are American Picker, American Chopper, American blah blah blah, American. You gotta stay within your boundaries here.
But they're all spirit. They're all spirits, right? Like demons aren't ghosts.
Sure.
So they're all spirits.
It's like an entity. It's a different entity. Okay.
Right.
You gotta go with
Wants
and Buzz.
Because he wants to go kick the poltergeist, but he doesn't want to scare the little lady ghost.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
I don't have the
power to tell who's who though. I gotta have like a little old lady, like that lady from the what's the movie Poltergeist? Yeah, the lady that gets out of the closet.
Exactly.
Gotta have like a sidekick, like that chick that could like tell me, "No, this is a good ghost. We just make her a cake."
Right. That's what he needs. It'll be like, maybe he can get.
Be like my comedy counterpart.
It'll be like good cop, bad cop. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, we try to be nice. We're bringing in Kevin, the ghost bully.
The truth is, with like, if we lived in the right place with the right connections, you totally could sell an idea like this. They'd be like, all right, we'll give you 2 seasons.
Yeah, right. Well, you can make a YouTube show.
Yeah.
Easy. Anybody can do that. Christy, she's like,
you could get paid if you get enough subscribers.
Yeah, you could be like little stupid Lexi. Ooh, I got pushed over.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about the baby, aren't you?
Yes.
The baby got pushed.
I'm so tired of Lexi and her smug little face.
Look
and her...
Let's talk about Christy's lady. Did we talk about that? About the lady that, did we talk about that last week?
No,
and the little girl saw her grandma in the corner of the room. Did y'all see that video?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a lot like the little girl falling down. I don't know, man. I smelled both feet.
I'm saying this thing's a work.
Well, at first I thought it seemed very lead.
I thought the creepy thing was just the way they were acting in the video. Like, who acts like that in real life?
Well, apparently I don't want to say she does a vlog, but apparently she has a blog.
Well,
and in it, she posts lots of videos of her child, her daughter, who's in there. And, if you go back and look at some of the prior ones, this is not an uncommon way for them to talk to each other. It's like they're having a conversation while they're looking at a camera. It's weird. It's very...
Just and then she like just keeps like odd. Looking in the camera and like kissing her little kid, like. Oh,
but she's looking at her. You have to remember they're seeing themselves.
And this lady
it's like looking in a mirror.
She is like a reality TV star of some level too. She's had shit.
Right.
You guys are talking about that painful to watch video of the girl the little kid who says the mom's name that the grandma called her or some shit
right.
like.
Right. Yes. Right.
Oh, that video was horrible.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I wanted to shoot myself.
I had to jump.
Like I was like,
I couldn't handle it. That's what you said.
This is like, yeah, exactly. I was like, this is too long to wait for a payoff. Watching them acting creepy on this video, but not on purpose. They were just weird kind of people to me.
But if you watch the, not that I'm, you should all watch the other videos.
The other one,
but if you do, they are definitely. This is the way that they interact on the videos, and so this is not.
So you're saying that they really do this like all the time?
And yeah, you can go to her page, and she has like an ongoing blog, and she does like coffee time. That's when she the next morning, I guess, during her regularly scheduled check-in time, which is like while she drinks coffee usually. I don't know what she does.
Checking in with who?
But I don't know. This is what she does on her vlog. She does check-in. She does head counter. I don't know. Something like that.
All right, Chrissy.
Anyways, long story short.
You need to do a vlog.
She's explaining that this was one of their random times that she just happened to be recording. And then the daughter comes up with the fact that the grandma is there. And starts asking. You know, the daughter does come out with, you know, is Mimi your mom? Or your grandma? And she's like, no, Mimi's your grandma. And so it's almost like she's trying to... Oh, my God.
Shut the hell up.
Will you stop? But anyways, it did seem very much like she was literally shocked at the end. Like, okay. And didn't know what to say about it and cut it off. Now, I don't know.
It's called...
If she didn't have...
Right, exactly.
If she didn't have an ongoing blog or vlog or whatever... that had them reacting this way all the time, it would be horrible. But this is their normal way to do this.
If people watch this,
Yes, they don't get people
this crap on TV, so they watch it on a computer too.
Right.
I get that.
No hope for the human race.
Just her reaction and the little girl when it all just went down at the end just seemed so set up to me.
Well, the video after too, it just seems like the one that you're talking about the next morning or whatever. Like she's just going over it, like trying to convince herself again. Like I was talking about those guys with the EVP or whatever. Like I know what I heard, or I know what, you know what I mean.
Right.
Jeez. But
I do think there are lots of situations where children actually, like even in the interview you just did, you know, the little girl's 3 and she calls whatever she is experiencing the bad man.
Right.
And she's drawing these images repeatedly. So I do believe that at some point, you know, children are more open to it and maybe do see things that we don't see.
Also,
or things that we explain away.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, my daughter, for example, when we moved into my house, my daughter said there was a man that lived in the attic that comes down at night. Well, you know, my wife is like, oh, there's a ghost, blah, blah, blah. Well, I kept talking to my daughter about, go on with the story. And before you know it, I said, so can I see the man tonight if I stay up? She goes, no, he went on vacation. He won't be back until next week.
Smart.
He's on the
gate.
That's great.
That was great.
Yeah, kids make up stories.
Yeah, and like I was reading some stuff about that too. About, and I don't know how true this is. It was kind of crazy, but about I forget what the condition was called, but it's like where kids make up a lie, and then they stick to the lie. Like usually it's them being sick or like having something wrong with them or something like this, where they'll lie about it and then they have to like stick to it for like so long that they just start. It becomes like a mental condition that the kid develops where they think that you know what I mean? It's like they convince themselves because they're dumb and they're just lying. They don't want it. They're more scared of getting in trouble that they just keep doing this weird behavior. It's like a behavioral disease. I can't remember what it was called.
Wow.
No, yeah.
Like doing stuff for attention, you know what I mean?
I know somebody like that. Anyway.
I don't know if that's like hypochondria too.
No, that's not Christy. It's not you, babe.
You better finish your punchline then, because well, no, but you know, I talked about long, long ago when we first started this, that the experience that I had in realizing that there may really be something there was whenever my son talked to who would have been my aunt that was passed away before he was born.
Right.
And how her special way of speaking because of her birth defect really made it. There's no way he would have known that. There's just no way that he would have known her way of talking and the words that she would have put together to make a sentence that made sense to her. And we all knew that he had never been exposed to,
right,
ever. So, you know, to me,
your story is an exception. Yes. Yeah, your story is very believable and unexplainable.
Right.
That's the same thing this lady said, too, is that the name that the little girl used, there's no way that she would have ever heard that name or whatever. It was something specific to her. And that's what a lot of those old cats in that EVP documentary were saying, too, is that when they started doing it, they would talk to things. They would hear voices back that would say only things that were relevant to them or whatever. And that makes me think that it's your mind playing tricks on you, too, to some extent. I don't know. You know what I mean? If they're sitting in a dark room trying to listen to a recording of nothing and
they really
want to hear something, I don't
know. Well, I caught an EVP once, you know, but I was just in my room. I'm sure I talked about it before, playing Nintendo Ball. And I don't know, man. To me, it sounded, in reality, it sounded like kind of like my dad's voice and everything. But then, also in reality, it could have just been some random airwave or something that happened to catch.
Right.
I don't know. You know.
That's what they said for a long time people put them off as, is that it was just like radio waves hitting crossed or whatever.
To me, it was real, and I kind of believe that it was something real caught, but I also believe that I can't really, to me, that's not good evidence to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless it's like answering a question or replying to you, you know, then it's easy to shrug off as something else.
Right. And I wasn't even talking the whole time I was playing video games, and it was on side two, you know, so I went through 30 minutes of just hissing, and then like another 10 minutes of hissing, and then finally it had like a little whir, and that was it. And no answer. I couldn't make out what it said or anything. It just, I heard something. But like I said, I don't think it's really good evidence, even though I think it could have been something paranormal. But I really don't. I can't say it's good evidence. So I do have a story that is good evidence, because it happened to me and another witness.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. You haven't heard this one?
No. I was at... me and this witness... I'm not naming the witness, because this person probably... I don't have permission or whatever, whatnot. And anyway, so this person and I were at my house, and nobody else was there. And it was just out of nowhere. It's like, I mean, we were just like watching TV or like just normal everyday stuff. And I was like, hey, I'm getting like this weird, uneasy feeling. And this other person was like, yeah, me too. So, well, let's go somewhere else other than here. How about we do that for a little bit? And then we'll come back. So we left and we went to Whataburger. Hung out and ate in Whataburger. You know, so after about 30 minutes, we think that my mom and sister might be back at the house. So we go back to the house. And, you know, as we're pulling up to, you know, as we're coming down the road, we see that nobody is home. So we're like, oh man, well, what are we going to do? So I come in. And you have to understand that I lived at a T-bone in the street, you know what I mean? Like a T. Mm-hmm. So I had a driveway that came in the street that my house was actually on, and then a driveway that, you know, there was another driveway that came out on the other street.
Right.
So we pull into the driveway, and we're sitting there, and it's less than a minute, and we're like kind of just, you know, kind of ease on into the driveway, and we're sitting there looking at the house, and I'm like, well, I don't know, you know, maybe, you know, it's been long enough, you know, I don't really feel that creeped out anymore. Maybe we should just go ahead and go in. They should probably be home, you know, and then no sooner as I'm saying this, there's this tall sycamore tree that's by the ditch, by the road there. And back then there was rock driveway. It was all rocks. And we heard this, like something like a large, you know, like if you hear a branch falling through a tree, you know. So we heard this falling through the tree. We could hear limbs cracking, and we could hear, you know, something big falling from the top of the tree down and hit the ground, and it sounded like footsteps running towards the back of the car. It was a Neon, right? Mm-hmm. We heard this running to the back of the car. And then we heard a loud boom on the trunk, and the best part is the car actually jutted forward and then shifted back. And then we freaked out. I put the car in drive and went out the side driveway, and I'm looking, expecting to see like maybe like a large tree branch or something, and there was nothing there. So, I mean, and this happened to me and another person. We both had the same exact house? Yeah. So, I mean, this is an instance where two people both had the same experience. You know, both heard everything. There was no set around concocting and like, well, did you hear this? You know what I mean? It was like, oh my God, there's somebody running. Boom, 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 boom. You know, it all.
I think you told me about this, like, on the way to band practice or something one time. And, like it wasn't, like, you don't think it could have been, like, a giant critter falling out of the tree and then, like, smacking into the car or something like this? So you didn't see any.
Well, no, because it's, I mean.
Nothing big enough. I'm trying to think of what would be big enough to do that.
No, I can't think of anything big enough. To me.
Bobcat.
initially I was like, it had to be like a giant tree branch fell and then like just hit the back of the car. But then it doesn't make sense because, I mean, you could hear what was clearly footfalls, like running.
Right.
And then slammed into the car. And then the car moving. I mean, the car didn't like just barely nudge. I mean, the car like actually, if some, like, you know, like you get a couple of people run into the back of a car while it's parked and it will, you know, go forward a little bit and sway back. That's what it did.
Like that whole time living in that house, like y'all knew that there was something in there with y'all. It seems like from all the stories I've heard about it, and like your mom even now doesn't really mind. Like no one really ever minded. Like y'all didn't ever, it never got to a point where you're like, I really don't want to live in this house because of this thing that's here with us. Or is it like, did y'all ever talk about like getting rid of it or anything like this? Or
no, because it's like
it was in the house in the first place or what?
It was kind of like I said, like after my dad died there, it seemed like the whole vibe changed and it went from being ominous to like everything was cool.
Right.
But there was still a couple times like this happened after my dad died. This happened like when I was 19, something like that. So, I mean, and to me, when I think back on it now, it almost seems like maybe that ominous thing was in the house, and maybe that was like the dad, the good, you know, like when we're sitting there saying, should we go back in the house? And then this scary thing happens. It was like a warning. Hey, don't go into the house.
Right.
And we didn't.
Or
we
maybe,
left.
Maybe it was the bad thing was out there and he was, you know what I mean? Like maybe he wasn't going in the house and he was like, I'm out here, guys.
Maybe so.
Booga booga.
We needed Kevin, the ghost boy, dude, to be there. But dude, this was one of the things. This is one of the biggest concrete evidence things to me that because it happened to two people at once, you know, and I was a witness of it. This other person was a witness of it. There was nothing we were doing that would get scary stuff in our minds either. It wasn't like we were sitting there watching horror movies or nothing like that. It was just a normal, average, everyday thing. And then all of a sudden this weird stuff happened. So, and there was no time to sit there and concoct a story to make somebody else put this stuff in their head, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that at all. It was, everything happened so quick. It was like, oh my gosh, there was footsteps running in, blah, blah, blah. And when I looked back into the, you know, we pulled out into the driveway and then pulled back to go onto the main street. And I looked over and we were looking. There was nothing in the driveway at all.
Right.
And we were out fast. It wasn't like there would be time for something like to run and hide. And I can't think of an animal. I mean, a raccoon couldn't move a car like that.
Right.
That's the biggest animal that could have been up in a tree.
Up in a tree, yeah.
And to be that big and move a car like that, it would have had to been huge.
It had to have been at least 2 feet off the ground.
Possums can be kind of big. It was daylight outside?
No, it was dark.
Yeah. Maybe it was an escape monkey from a zoo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because if you hear footsteps, that's two.
Right.
It's not, you know, like...
Yeah, it was definitely sound like two, like a left and a right foot going.
Yeah.
That was interesting. So,
but yeah, that was one of the biggest things that I've had happen that makes me where I can't be a disbeliever in all this weird stuff.
Coming back home after the second time, like, what was it like? Like, it was, everything was cool after that?
Yeah, by that time we got home, my mom and sister were home. And we came home, we're like, hey, did y'all feel anything weird? Or does anything weird happen? Like, no, everything's cool. And then we told our story, and I don't know if they believed us or what, but I can't remember really that. I can't remember the coming home, I know. I just remember we came home and they were there, so, and then nothing else weird happened.
Did you say your sister had any stories from the, I couldn't remember if you said that she didn't ever really see anything there, if she did or not.
She mostly had dreams.
Yeah, I do remember you saying that.
So, and there was one dream that she had that we'll have to get her back on to tell again, because when we recorded at the Spirit House, we had 30 minutes, and she told more stuff that got erased. And then when we did the re-episode, like, she was pretty quiet and didn't really get to tell her stuff, so.
Yeah, she's going to have to come back on.
We'll have to get her back on to do that one, so. But, for now, I guess we need to wrap up this episode. And, what seems to be a primarily ghost episode.
No, before we wrap it up, I think this is a perfect time to tell my demon baby story.
Okay, well, yeah, let's hear demon baby.
Okay, I've been waiting to share this story. Well, back in my teens, I used to be into a lot of dark stuff. And, of course, you know, I hung out with other people that were into dark stuff. And, there was a house, like a two-family house that burned down. And everybody died, including a baby. It was like, you know, a little infant-type baby. So one of my friends, she said, let's go in the house and let's do a ritual. You know, because it's already going to be, it's full of negative energy, da-da-da-da-da. Right. So we go in there, we go into the baby's room, and she lights up all these candles. And she starts doing what the hell she's doing. And all of a sudden, you get a big gust of wind, all the candles blow out. And then the two candles that we have on the windowsill, they light up into like a big burst of flame. And standing there, and this is, try to picture this. It's a like an actual baby, like a baby that's a couple days old. Right? But it's standing up. And it has an umbilical cord attached to a tiny little miniature horse that's a skeleton, a little skeleton horse. And it's sitting on top of the horse with the umbilical cord attached to it. And it has this like, mean, evil face. And it's just like standing. And we're flipping out. You know, we're like, holy shit. And there's nothing else is happening. But it's just standing there. And then all of a sudden, you know, we just panic, we run out of the house, and then we run down the street, there was a church. I don't know what kind of church it was. It was a Catholic church, I believe. All the lights in the Catholic in the church just went out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just everything just went out in the church. That was that story.
That's
crazy.
That's crazy.
Talk about the most frightening thing I experienced in my life.
Yeah, I imagine. Oh man,
the chick knew what she was doing. Like she like or it was just
not. It was, you know, we're a bunch of like 14, 15, 16 year olds. No one knows what the hell. We're just messing around with things that we have no idea what we're really doing.
Right.
You know, nobody at that age is an expert.
Right.
Messing with black magic. So we don't know what and she was doing something. We don't know exactly what she was doing. She didn't even really know what she was trying to do. And it's hard to explain how this, I mean, it looked like a baby, but it was just so evil looking. And like, it's weird because it was completely naked on top of this horse with umbilical cord attached to it, but the horse was a skeleton. But, you know, it was like a little tiny horse. It was small enough for this baby demon to be on top of it. It was freaky.
Crazy, man.
She's sitting there like her hairs are getting.
Yeah, I got,
got no hairs.
I got goosebumps. All my hairs are standing up right now hearing that too. I'm not gonna lie.
You got shivers. You just shivered.
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, how did you feel afterwards?
Was it a boy or a girl? Or can you
oh my god!
No, I'm just. I want to see how vivid this image was. Like, you could tell it was a skeleton of a horse. I mean, could you actually make out?
It looked real.
The
like, it didn't look like a ghost. It looked like it was standing there.
It looked like a person. It wasn't see through. It wasn't a ghost. It would just look. That's why I call it the demon baby story. It just looked like. Like, you know, with all that negative energy from the house, it probably was like a demon manifesting as the baby since we were in the baby's room and it knew that's, I guess we wanted to do something with it. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, you could be right. Because I think a lot of what people are experiencing that they say are ghosts is probably really some sort of demonic entities using their fears and their preconceived and what notions. They're doing. Yeah, their preconceived notions as a vessel, you know. So
it's hard to hallucinate, because like that's where I want to go with it, is that like maybe you'll just tricked yourselves. But yeah, if you're saying multiple people saw a gust of wind and the candles lit back up and then a vivid image, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was five of us, and we were drinking a little bit, but it wasn't like, you know, we're tripping on acid.
Right.
unless it was what, Big Flats beer maybe?
Yeah.
We need to get sponsored. Mysterious Boom is sponsored by Big Flats Beer.
Oh God, no.
Get it at Walgreens.
I can't give this shit away.
That's great.
I'm drinking Busch right now, and Busch is like three steps up from Big Flats. Yeah. And Busch is the lowest on the totem pole of beers.
where's Lone Star in this equation?
Lone Star is better than Busch, but
okay. Cool.
What about Old English? Where does that rank?
If it's really cold, it's good. But once that sucker gets warm, I don't. I've drank a lot of warm 40s.
I was thinking you were talking about like the furniture polish.
Oh, God.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I drink
furniture. We get 40s, we drink 50s usually.
How about that moonshine? Where did that rate?
That was good, dude. That got me warmed up.
See? Kevin liked it.
Which one did he have?
Oh, he had the straight white. He had the straight white.
Right.
Me and Sam had some sips of the apple pie.
I had one of the apple pie as well. I think I took one of the big boy, and then I took another one, whatever.
The apple pie is good.
I got the apple pie, Hogan. Sorry.
It has that caramel flavor. Chrissy don't like it. Anyway, so, man. Woo.
I'm spooked, dude. That was a good story. That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get away from ghosts on the next episode. On the next time, we're going to be touching on, the blue beam again, the blue beam project that we heard about with Dan Chase. And then maybe some more conspiracy stuff like the Bohemian Grove.
Oh.
Some crazy stuff like that. And then who knows what else? Maybe we'll get to the cat thing that we never got on to the other day.
Maybe so.
So check us out on Horophilia, iTunes, subscribe, join us on the group at facebook.com/groups/mysteriousboom. Interact, join the community. We are a community of people. If you want to be a community person on the podcast, let us know. We're not the podcast. The community's the podcast. We just happen to have all the equipment to run it. And you can leave us a voice line like Joe, our friend from Crosby, did on his porch at 281-862-8598. And if you call it and you want us to call you back, leave a number. Actually, I think it leaves your number. Either way, if you want us to get a hold of you.
Tell us to call you back. If you want
to
call
us.
Back.
Let us know.
And if you... And if we don't call you back, send us an email or send us a Facebook thing, you know, something like that. We'll get a hold of you. I mean, come on, people. Get on. Get involved. Help solve mysteries. So, all right. Yeah. Next time, get ready, Christy. The blue beam.
It's going to happen.
You're going to freak out. Joseph knows some stuff about this.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
He's going to be there with us again.
Okay.
So, all right. So, we will see you guys with Kevin. He ain't afraid of no ghost.
Right. Bring it on.
She ain't afraid of no. He ain't afraid of no. And so Kevin, for Kevin and Joseph, the ghost bullies. We're gonna see y'all next time.
Welcome to the Splatterhouse, bitch. Proton 2014. Shit still staying clean. Bringing you to some Ray Parker Jr. world shit. Yo, when Peasy meets you in the street, I mean your flow's so lyrically weak, it's like you a ghost, a phantom, which means you don't fucking exist to me. So get the fuck out of my face, as usual.
main course hater where the side of rap has been. Left his ass hanging like I ain't know where his hands been. Scribbling masterpieces down on bar napkins. Chasing Mary Swanson through a country club in Aspen. And you should see the last in class I walked away from. Shitty old Wheel of Fortune, yo, I somehow spun a new one. They threatened this your final offer, I'm like, nay, cuz I'd rather show my streets love than make jams with king clubs. These fools clearly on drugs to think they could match up. He'll sip that purple in your club until you shut the fuck up. I ain't afraid of no, you ain't afraid of no, and we ain't afraid of no motherfucking go. Fucking stupid ass punk ass motherfucking go. Is that a cyborg monkey running out of battery? What the fuck is up? Rap these days ain't got no brain. Soul objective, fortune, and fame. Welcome to my boot camp, bringing major pain. Damon Wayans. Jumping off a Nakatomi Plaza like I'm John McClane. Been known to break a back like a Bane. It's a shame they had to make his voice so fucking lame.
Mr. Wayne.
So turn now from whence you came. Every night I'm throwing these flames. So the whole club's reduced to a smoldering blaze. Now that's about a tragedy the size of Billy Mays. About to make your fucking birthday the motherfucking worst day. And yo, I hate you in the worst way. You know we sniff cocaine when we thirsty. I ain't afraid of no, you ain't afraid of no, and we ain't afraid of no motherfucking go. Fucking stupid ass punk ass motherfucking go. I ain't afraid of no, you ain't afraid of no, and we ain't afraid of no motherfucking go. Fucking stupid ass punk ass motherfucking go. Motherfucking straight up paranormal whacktivity.